This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Afghan government representatives and Taliban insurgents met on Saturday to begin historic peace talks aimed at ending nearly two decades of war that has killed tens of thousands of combatants and civilians. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has called on the government of Afghanistan and leaders of Taliban insurgents to seize the opportunity to strike a comprehensive peace deal. One day after the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States, Pompeo has been overseeing the start of ceasefire talks and spoke at the opening ceremony in the Qatari capital, Doha.
We hope this chapter is one of reconciliation and progress, not another chronicle of tears and bloodshed. We urge you to make decisions that move away from the violence and the corruption and towards peace and development and prosperity.
Ahead of face-to-face negotiations in the coming days, the warring sides have been urged by various countries and groups to reach an immediate ceasefire and also forge an agreement that upholds women's rights.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Iranian state TV is reporting the country's authorities have executed a wrestler for allegedly murdering a man, even after President Donald Trump asked for the 27-year-old's life to be spared. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
Navid Afkari's case had drawn the attention of a social media campaign that portrayed him and his brothers as victims targeted over participating in protests against Iran's Shiite theocracy in 2018. Authorities accused Afkari of stabbing a water supply company employee in the southern city of Shiraz amid the unrest. I'm Zaria Shakili.
This is VOA News. Hundreds of Belarusian women on Saturday marched in Minsk's city center to continue calls for the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko. Footage from the Belarus capital showed a large police presence at the demonstration and some protesters being arrested. Burly officers in black balaclavas and fatigues hauled women away in huge military-style vans. Security forces also detained a number of participants at similar demonstrations earlier this week. Protesters in Belarus have spent a month denouncing the results of the country's August 9th presidential election as rigged, and which saw Lukashenko win a sixth term in office. French police fired tear gas on Saturday as the Yellow Vest movement returned to Paris after being dampened by the coronavirus crisis. French authorities deployed a heavy police presence in the capital as several hundred demonstrators gathered at two squares in Paris for authorized marches. One march set off without incident, but the other was delayed after police used tear gas to disperse protesters who left the designated route, and some of whom set fire to trash cans and a car. Authorities had banned protests in a central zone, including the Champs-Élysées, the scene of rioting at the height of the Yellow Vest movement nearly 2 years ago. The movement began when anger over fuel taxes and President Emmanuel Macron's style of rule brought hundreds of thousands onto the streets across France. More than 50 people are dead after landslides collapsed three artisanal mining wells in South Kivu province in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo on Friday. The cave-in happened following heavy rain at the Detroit mine site near Kamatuga in the country's east. A local NGO said about 50 young people could not escape the collapsed mine. Mining accidents are common in unregulated mines in Congo. Dozens of people die every year in mines where diggers, which are often ill-equipped, burrow deep underground in search of ore. Last year, a landslide at a disused gold mine killed 16 people. A further 43 died in a separate landslide at a copper mine. Toots Hibbert, one of reggae's founders and most beloved stars who gave the music its name and later helped make it an international movement through such classics as Pressure Drop, Monkey Man, and Funky Kingston, has died. He was 77. Hibbert had been in a medically induced coma at a hospital in Kingston since earlier this month. It was revealed in local media that the singer was awaiting results from a COVID-19 test after showing symptoms. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.